Hello and welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. I go by the name of LeVar Walker. Welcome to the show. I know I've been gone a couple of days. I had to relocate my studio to another room and I had to get up out of it. I got kicked out of the dining room. So I ended up building out. I'm still in the process. So I got more stuff I got to get. I'm just still in the process, but it's good to be back. So, hey, welcome back, right? A lot going on today. Donald Trump, man, that's the big thing. Donald Trump was booked into Fulton County Jail today, and he took a mugshot and left. Yeah, they booked him. He took the mugshot. And he left. He was booked along with several others who all posted bail and left. So they just did pretty much a turnaround. My feelings in regards to this, I definitely do believe that this is a political witch hunt. I just don't understand how a Fulton County District Attorney prosecutes a former president. You know what I mean? And I'm not too versed in law or anything like that. But it's quite ironic to me. I don't get it. I know a lot of people celebrate. We wrote the mugshot. I mean, the mugshot is posted everywhere. But it seems to me that all of these shenanigans and them like going after this man like this is only making his campaign stronger. He was just doing an interview with Tucker Carlson, and in that interview, I don't know what this fan is making. Hold on. I'm trying to get this sound quality perfect, and I don't know if it was the fan making the noise. But he did an interview on Tucker Carlson on Twitter. Within, 8 hours, this interview ended up racking up shit like 200 million views. And they did it on Twitter. So just the combined views of, just his views with him sitting down with Tucker Carlson outperformed the debate. It outperformed all news channels. It outperformed everything, which is to show that what's happening is it's looking like the man is definitely fighting against the system. I mean, this whole narrative is being created. Him going to jail is just a big boom for his campaign, it seems to me. I don't think they're going to be able to stop him. And even if, you know, they go to trial, they're trying to take him to trial October 23rd. I mean, he's going to mess around and win. And even if he's convicted, he'll be president from jail, which would be one of the most exciting times ever. Like, I just feel like the only way if they want to stop Donald Trump, you know, from winning, the best thing to do is not give him any attention. Like this, the amount of attention, like this man drinks attention like Thanos. The more attention you give him, the stronger he will become. And people are like, fuck that. People are very like conscious of what's going on, and they don't care. They're like, yo, shit, I'm voting for Donald Trump. A lot of people vote for Donald Trump. A lot of black men vote for Donald Trump. I just saw some t-shirt where they had niggas for Trump. Just an actual t-shirt that said niggas for Trump. And there was a groundswell of black people in Atlanta, Georgia, cheering his caravan on as it was driving down the street. So I don't know. It seems like they would let him do what he does. It's looking like he's going to win. I don't even know who another contender would be. They asked him on Tucker Carlson. They said, well, why didn't you go to the debate? And he was just like, I'm so far ahead. Why would I go? I mean, the guy's 50 points in the lead. It's like the close second to him is up 2 or 3 points. I mean, it was literally like the Republican Party debates was something like watching the Jackson 5 without Michael Jackson or some shit. Like, it drew no heat. I think the young guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, he seems to be a pretty good contender. Maybe they'll get on the ticket together. But it's not looking in the favor of the institution. The institution wants this man out of here. Fannie Willis, I mean, you know, she's prosecuting Young Thug. She's the one that is prosecuting this Donald Trump case. And my thing is this, like, I was talking to a friend of mine who was booked into Fulton County Jail on Rice Street. Just his processing took him 14 or 15 hours. Donald Trump was in and out in less than 90 minutes. Let's make this shit make sense. Is it a crime? Is it a real crime to say I need 11,000 votes or 12,000 votes? Is that an actual crime? And also, I was seeing it in an indictment where they actually used a tweet that this guy did as a part of the indictment, as one of the charges, him tweeting. Like, it's like, this shit is ridiculous, man. What's happening is this, and I'm not here to necessarily defend Donald Trump if Donald Trump has done any criminal behavior, but it just seems to me as if, you know, doing this type of shit, it further divides our country, and it also weaponizes the judicial system. You know, politicians are now, after this is out of the box, after this is out of the jar, politicians will be going back and forth trying to get each other prosecuted. Meanwhile, not getting shit done is further dividing the nation. And I just don't think it will be in the best interest for the republic. I mean, we're not a republic. I don't think it'll be the best interest for our democracy to jail a former sitting president. This was the former leader of the free world. Now, you could say, well, everybody need to be treated the same and this, that, whatever. But what is the reflection of the U.S. with this shit going on? What are other world leaders saying? What are other countries saying? You know what I'm saying? To sit in the high end as a president, a former president of the United States of America, is a really big fucking deal. So I don't think this is necessarily right. Even with Watergate, with Richard Nixon, he just left. And Watergate, Richard was definitely guilty, but he just left. He didn't go to jail. He just bowed out. But Donald is pressing on, and they're creating a hero's journey for Donald Trump. That's literally what's going on. So I really don't know how they want to do this. I don't know what's the next step. You've indicted the man 10 times. Nothing's sticking. Nothing is sticking. So I don't know. And even if they jail him, they're going to, they will have him released immediately. People in that party, even during the GOB presidential debate, people in the party raised their hand and said, I will pardon him. I will pardon him. If there's another, I'm sure we're going to have a Republican governor in Georgia. I mean, he can't pardon himself as president on a state charge. But I believe, I don't know because I'm not well versed in law, but I believe the state governor can pardon him. And there will be tremendous pressure on Kemp to free that man. You know what I'm saying? If Kemp is still in office at that time, it's more than likely, even if Kemp don't like him, Kemp is going to pardon him. So I just don't know. I don't think it looks good for our country or our nation. I think at the end of the day, if Donald Trump wins, it looks like he will probably win, I mean, it's just four more years, man. There's only so much he can do in 4 years. I mean, the shit never gets done in the White House anyway. So, I mean, once he wins for the 4 years, he's won and he can't run again. So it's literally over. It'll be over. So I don't know, man. And this pollen is kicking my ass. I just want to say to the pollen, to these allergies, it is kicking my ass. You could hear it in my voice. I've been draining, coughing, sneezing, just doing everything today. I took me some Flonase. I've been squirting steroids up my nose. I took some Benadryl today, which had the Benadryl has some pseudoephedrine in it or some shit like that, and now I'm just up. Like, I went to sleep and then it woke me up. It's very, very weird. I really wish this pollen count on top of it being 175 degrees outside, is just not working for me. And I'm making faces and shit. Like, the worst thing is, like, when you gotta sneeze, but no nothing come out. You trying to get out, you just... Your whole body stop. You become paralyzed trying to eject the sneeze, but it never comes. So I am over this shit. I'm hoping that this shit really lets up. Also, Shannon Sharp, it was announced that Shannon Sharp will be joining Stephen A. Smith on First Take. Yes, so that's pretty cool. I'm gonna be honest, my Virgo sensibilities really tell me I don't necessarily, I love to see two brothers together, number one, but I think they both have overbearing personalities and I think it's gonna clash, unfortunately. I just don't know. I'm gonna say this, I want it to win, but I don't see that shit winning. Is because Stephen A. Smith has a big personality and Shannon Sharp has a big personality, and it'll just be two niggas in the barbershop arguing. If you've ever been in a barbershop, we all have discussions, and to win the discussion is based off who gets louder. So we all become barking dogs in the barbershop, and I'm thinking they are going to be the kings of barbershop talk and they're going to sit on a high and mighty throne. But I'm seeing a clash even before this begins, man. I think the thing with Skip, you know what I'm saying, to me it just seemed like Skip was a little more laid back. He wasn't an athlete. It's just, I think if you got a real big personality, you need a low personality and vice versa to balance it out. It's almost the equivalent of when you have a comedian, like two comedians in a podcast, and they're both trying to be funny, and then that shit is like hella cringy because one tells a joke, the other one tries to up that one in the joke, and it just becomes very, very unbalanced and off kilter. So I wish it the best, but I'm only giving that shit like 9 to 10 months, man, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I want it to win. I definitely want that shit to win, but I just I don't know. This is me going based off of what my spidey senses are telling me. Also, shout out, man, we in Virgo season. Virgo season it is, baby. Virgo, I'm a Virgo. Shout out to all my fellow Virgos. The famous Virgo, the good brother Dave Chappelle. Just had his 50th birthday party. And we lit right now, man. Virgo season is here. And we gonna do it big all year. Just got back from Baltimore. I wanna just give a shout out to everybody in Baltimore for coming out. 1,756 people came out to see me in Baltimore. It was a mixture of, you know, people's first time seeing me live, but the support was amazing. So I want to thank all of you guys that showed up. And this weekend, I'm going to be at Chuckles in Memphis. And guess what? I'm an Elvis fan. I love Elvis. I don't care. A lot of black people say he was racist, and I asked him, what did he do that was racist? And nobody could seem to prove that shit to me. But I'm a big Elvis fan. I'm an Elvis fan because I just liked him as a showman. You know what I mean? He was just an interesting figure to me. I mean, this motherfucker had it all. And I, you know, I watched the movie. I watched, like, YouTube videos. Even in today's time, in 2023, he has young women passing out and fainting over him through YouTube. So he had it all, and I've decided that I'm going to be visiting Graceland this weekend. I'm going to Graceland. I bought me a ticket, and I just want to walk around and check everything out and just have a good time. And I really don't care. People, man, you like Elvis? I don't like no Elvis. And I even came out to the intro. If you go on my Instagram page at LeVar Walker, you will see me coming out to his intro. That was the song he used to come out to at his height when he was doing the Las Vegas shows. I don't understand why people say it was racist. Elvis grew up poor in the projects, like in the small part of Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, with all blacks. Went to a black church. He sang black music and was also being persecuted for that, but he still pushed on when he could have just said, I'm not gonna do that anymore. I'm not gonna move my hips. I mean, they really tried to persecute him. And I don't believe, like, when it comes to R&B, I think he brought R&B to more of a global level. So I believe he was the bridge, because I think, like, during those times, you know, it was a lot of racism, Jim Crow South, all that shit. And we were doing rhythm and blues as black people, and it was very much so marginalized, and they kept a lid on it. And Elvis, who was influenced by that music because he grew up in the fucking projects, it's so funny to me because people say he stole that shit. I mean, how many other white boys tried to steal, like, culture? Like, I you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's that easy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for him to have the magic that he had and make the music that he made, I mean, it was definitely from his influences. And I don't necessarily think, like, for instance, they say he stole Hound Dog, but Hound Dog wasn't stolen. Hound Dog was a song sang by Big Mama Thornton, but she didn't write it. I believe two brothers wrote that song. So Big Mama Thornton was singing a cover, and Elvis sang a cover, just like Luther Vandross sang a bunch of covers and Whitney Houston sang a cover. But typically with those types of songs, whoever sings it the best, whoever sings the song and gets the biggest reaction from the consumer standpoint, it's that person's song. So he didn't steal the goddamn song, and he also helped black people. So I'm going, I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Everybody's so up in arms about everything. You can't do shit now. You go here, you go there. You know, as a black man, I'm a coon. If I don't agree or march with the rest of the niggas, I'm not, it's so fucking weird. These are very strange and weird times we're living in. I happened to see a Rachel Dolezal, an old interview of her on The Real, and they were interviewing her, and they just grilling this woman because Rachel Dolezal, who was born a Caucasian, identifies as black. And so they're grilling her, and they're like trying to tear her down. But if she wants to believe that she's a black woman, why can't she? Okay, like, we can't do that. Like, and we can't do this, right? We can't say, if you're a transgender person, I have nothing against you. You want to be, you know, whatever you're born, whatever you feel you are, okay, I have to accept that. And I accept it. I respect you. If a person that is in a different race says they're another race, why can't that be respected? Or is that where it stops? Is that it? So if I want to identify as a white man, I can't? I can't? Like, what? Why is that? Or if a person would identify as Spanish or Asian or whatever, like, we gotta keep this energy. We don't just stop at sexual orientation. We have to keep the energy. That's not fair. They grilling this woman. Shit, they wouldn't reject a jump on a transgender person like that. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I really don't know. But I'm going to be in Memphis. And also, too, I'm going to be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. I got that coming up. September 29th and 30th, man. I really hope that everybody can make it out to that. And I'm just going to put this banner up real quick. Okay, y'all can get tickets at LeVar Walker. Y'all can get those tickets at either LeVarWalker.com/tour dates, or you could get them straight from the website. So I want y'all to come out to that, man. Please come out. Let me show that. There we go. So Atlanta Comedy Theater, September 29th to the 30th. Also, they were talking about Obama's chef. They said that Obama's chef accidentally drowned. And I'm still scratching my head by that, because I don't understand how a man that was swimming in Olympic-sized swimming pools and that was in that type of shape and was young drowns in a pond in 8 feet of water. I don't understand that shit. I don't get it. You know, like I said in one of my jokes, I don't know if maybe he didn't season the chicken properly. You know, maybe he came out with the wrong order. I don't know what the young man saw, but this shit is very, very fucking fishy. And I do believe, like, they're not even talking about that shit. So the media, to me, seems to be very much so, like, leaning towards one side. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with Hunter Biden and all that shit and the laptop and the coke in the White House, like, they're literally turning the blind eye to that shit and attacking the other side, which is fucking weird. It's weird to me. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. They're weaponizing that side. If you don't walk on one side, you're just wrong, and they want to cancel your ass. So I don't know, man. I really, really don't know. So, oh my gosh, I am so sorry, guys. I'm just sitting here. I'm sitting here leaking. My nose is going crazy. But I think I'm gonna leave this here for today. Y'all check me out. We're gonna be dropping. I'll be back on and popping, getting these out to you Monday through Friday. We're gonna do a 7 o'clock time, 7 o'clock p.m. I gotta do a time and make a promise and deliver. So I'm gonna wrap this up. My name is LeVar Walker. Remember, get those tickets, man. Atlanta Comedy Theater, September 29th to the 30th. I'm going to be there. So get those tickets, man. And that is it, man. I'm going to get out of here. Thank you guys for coming, you know, showing love to me. And that is it. Take care.